back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, our special guest this afternoon is Ted Pike, and we're going to talk here about the Patriot, pardon me, about the hate bill. And Ted is on the front lines trying to get people to call their senators, call their representatives, and stop this legislation, which is extremely dangerous. Ted, I'm going to let you just do the talk, and I'll be quiet.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Yes, we have a real threat to our liberty and free speech going on right now on Capitol Hill. The big federal hate bill, which has been lying kind of dormant in the Senate judiciary, has now sprung to life as Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith have proposed to attach it to the big federal arms bill, which is now being debated and will be voted on in the next few days in the Senate. And this is a classic example of stealth legislation. This legislation was actually first submitted last Wednesday, I believe, but toward the end of the week, no members of Congress, Sam Brownback and other watchdogs of the hate crimes agenda, were completely unaware that it was moving through. And over the weekend, when nobody could really do very much about it, it's been lying there and be voted on tomorrow. We thought it might happen today. I'm not sure what exactly has gone on. There have been on five talk shows already today. But anyway, this legislation is really, really bad news for freedom of speech. As I think most of our listeners know, Dr. Stan, that this is very similar to legislation which was proposed in Canada in 1971 by the Anti-Defamation League and has led to a virtual end of free speech in Canada.
Well,
the same people are doing it here, so we know where it's going to go.
All right, Ted. Now, basically, is this in the committee or is this on the floor of the Senate? Is this on the floor of the Senate?
This has gone out of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Fine.
And it has been registered as being on a list of about 100 other bills which would like to be attached to the soft underbelly of this big big pork legislation, this arms bill, which is going through, you see.
Okay, fine. So basically what we need to do is defeat the amendment.
That's right. We have to defeat the amendment.
How can they possibly put something having to do with hate speech, telling the truth about homosexuality in with an arms bill?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's really bizarre. Not only is this bill completely unrelated, incongruous with a bill meant to provide arms and munitions and clothing and protection for our young men and women in Iraq, but this bill is actually pro-homosexual, pro-transvestite legislation, giving them top priority in violation of the 14th Amendment. Now, the real outrage of this is that this amendment, if it's attached to the arms bill, will become a unit, and the president will have to, if the president approves the arms bill, he will also automatically have to approve the pro-homosexual legislation at the same time. See, he doesn't have a line item veto on this legislation, and he is, of course, threatening to veto this bill in the House, as well as the one in the he's wanting to veto the one in the House, because what the House bills did was to say that, yes, the House Democrats will give the president the money he needs to continue to continue the war in Iraq, but within 120 days after the passage of these bills in the House and the Senate, then we have to begin a phased withdrawal out of Iraq, and the president considers that unsatisfactory, and so he's promised to veto that. And actually, Senators Levin I forget who else, but they are proposing a similar amendment in the Senate, probably as we speak.
Hold that right there, please.
Yes.
Right there.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communications Network. Our guest is Ted Pike. We're talking about this legislation, stealth legislation. They want to amend this onto another legislation. It has nothing to do with anything. They know that they don't have the support of the American people. They don't care. They want to restrict our freedom of speech. These people, of course, want to advance the homosexual agenda. And if you don't know what that is, you really need to get a DVD or video that we carry called The Gay Agenda. Did it back in 93, and it's the best thing. It's as good as anything out there on the homosexuality. Everybody who had anything to do with producing that video was destroyed except me. And I don't know why God didn't allow that to happen to me. We got hundreds of obscene telephone calls night after night after night after night. Because I dared in that talk just to say exactly what Randy Schild had said in his book, When the Band Plays On, about what the homosexual lifestyle involves. And nobody ever wants to talk about that anymore. There's never been anything quite as effective as that, but you need to understand what this is about, and if you care about homosexuals, we need to tell them what they're doing is unhealthy, is wrong, and of course it's going to end up with them going to eternal punishment. So pick up the story there, Ted.
Yes. The problem with this legislation is that it postures, as you very well know, as being against hate, and yet, at the same time, it portrays Christianity as a religion of hate, and it portrays those who are biased as hateful. And what this legislation basically does is the modern version of the hate bill, which has been around since 1998, is basically just a series of amendments to a bill, a law which was passed, in fact, in 1968, 40 years earlier, Title 18, and in Section 2 of Title 18 of the federal hate law, it basically says that any pastor, any talk show host, any person of influence who speaks out of the Bible, quotes Leviticus, quotes Romans, and so on, and influences or entices or coerces or influences somebody to commit an act of intimidation against these very homosexuals you're talking about, then that is considered an indictable crime. And that talk show host, that pastor who brought these ideas of hatred or intolerance, maybe inadvertently, to some hot-headed person who either assaulted a homosexual or threatened and so on, nevertheless, under Title 18 of the 1968 hate bill, that pastor or that talk show host will stand in the same docket defending his freedom in a court of law as the person who actually did it. Now, the problem was that the 1968 law didn't have any teeth to it because there's such a thing as states' rights. And the federal government can't come down and enforce laws like that anytime it wants to. But the whole meaning of this federal law, which is now before the U.S. Senate, is that it gives vast privileges for the federal government to come down literally any time it wants to now and invade states' rights in law enforcement. Anytime it hears about a rumor of a hate crime or a bias crime or anything like this, it can come down intervening, taking over the local police or the Justice Department, Attorney General, pushing them aside and saying, we are the federal authority and this is now a federal crime, you see. So this creates basically a unity of law enforcement in the United States without the checks and balances which have been inherent in states' rights and law enforcement. Basically what we're talking about is a police state. A police state has no balances, no checks, no barriers to the federal government, any federal policing powers anytime it wants to come in clear down to the local level.
Well, I'm very, very concerned. I share your concern about this, and if you care about homosexuals, you want to be able to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. They were not born that way. God has not made mistakes. And, of course, they're leaving themselves open to a life of sadness, and the homosexuals who are honest enough to talk to you will tell you they don't like being homosexual. They wish they could get out of it, and we need to point them in the right direction.
Well, that's right. And one of the ways I think we can point them in the right direction is not give them too much power and special protection in violation of the 14th Amendment. We can't give them the right to have FBI and criminology services and legal services given to them, which are not available to people who may suffer similar crimes on the local level. And the best way to keep them from getting that power, folks, is to call tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning. This is decisive. This is a watershed moment in American history. Do we become a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada, Sweden, Germany, Australia, and so on, or do we value the checks and balances of our Constitution and the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights? And the toll-free number, I wish every listener could call tomorrow morning, first thing before you go to work. Get those calls in to the Senate. Call your senator from your district. And the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your senator, 877-851-6437. There is a backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. And just say, please don't vote to attach the hate crimes bill to the arms bill. That's the basic issue here. We don't want to get that hate crimes bill latched on to this big arms bill and have the privilege of going to the president's desk and President Bush having to sign it, whether he wants to or not.
All right, fine. So I certainly would encourage people to put those calls in and get that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Is that right?
That's the toll-free number, yes.
And then 202-225-3121. We need to start to get behind this. We need, of course, to block this legislation. And, of course, the only way we're going to do it is by getting this amendment killed so that they can't tack it on. It has nothing to do with the rest of the legislation. They're trying to sneak this thing through. A lot of the senators have no idea what's going on. They're so busy. But believe me, this will have disastrous consequences. And remember, the power of the homosexuals has never been their own power. It is the power of the liberal establishment, the great tax-exempt foundations, the people who run our great corporations, the people certainly who control our media, and what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, the corporatocracy.
That's right. Well, now, just one corollary to that, if we defeat the hate bill as an amendment, that still doesn't defeat the hate bill, because they could bring it back in as standalone legislation. So we've got a fight still on our hands, but it would be a very, very damaging event to have the hate bill amendment rejected by the Senate. It would certainly darken their prospects of bringing it on its own merits.
Amen to that. So I would encourage you to follow Ted's advice, and I really appreciate what you're doing, Ted. I think you're standing at the breach. You're standing, at the breach in the wall, trying to keep the influx from drowning us all. So,
well,
thank you for your efforts.
Doctor, thank you so much.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Ted Pike, and I hope you'll get in there, and of course you can put the call in, at least from the West Coast. Well, things are pretty well wrapped up back there in the East by now, but first thing in the morning, remember that number again. It's 877-851-6437, toll-free number, or 202-225-3121, and of course, talk to your senator. Talk to their office, talk to their, and certainly let them know. And you can hear on the West Coast, you can always call your senator's local office and let them know how you feel. Believe me, they count the calls, and if there's enough the ruckus, why many of them will change their vote. And once they understand that the American people do not want this, and believe me, a lot of the senators are running scared because they know. I mean, the popularity of the legislature today is about 25-24%. A lot of these people, especially those running for office next year, realize that they may not be back because the people are so angry with them. And we've got to let them know we're angry with them as long as they're not representing us, but representing the moral depravity, and this is what it's about. And if you've never seen the Gay Agenda, it's a full-length, very professionally done, a motion picture. It's on VHS, but we're going to put it on DVD, and that's on DVD because I'm really the one of the major speakers there. That was one of my first experiences of doing a program that went nationwide, and that was such a powerful presentation that it was back in 1993, I think it was, when Bill Clinton was trying to get the homosexuality openly within the military. And the DVD was, or the VHS, was shown to every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, every general on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and to all the Marine generals. And they went to the President Clinton, and they said, no way, we are not going to have homosexuality in our military. It will totally demoralize it. And, of course, the people who, on the other side, the people who control the media, the people who control the wealth, the Federal Reserve system, the bureaucracy, the great tax-exempt foundations, they went after the people who made the film. And they destroyed the minister, they destroyed most of the people in the film, and don't ask me why I'm still here. I assume that God had a purpose for me and wants me doing what I'm doing today. So, under any circumstances, the video, the Gay Agenda, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's available either video or DVD. 1-800-544-8927. It is a classic. You need to see it. You'll be horrified at what you see. But remember, these are the people who are being backed by George Bush and by Karl Rove and by the people in the White House. And they're simply victims of this, too. If you care about them, tell them what they're doing is wrong.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
What? for a resolution that was put forward by Senator Joe Lieberman. And basically it said that the Iranians were complicit in providing weapons that were to the Iraqis that were being used to kill American soldiers. In other words, the Iranians were complicit in the murdering of Americans. And of course, this infers that the Iranians are committing an act of war on the United States. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has been trying to destabilize the government there in Iran that we set up back in 1979. People have forgotten. It was the CIA that actually, toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollah to power. And at that time, I can remember, I'm old enough to remember, I'm wondering, why did we topple the Shah of Iran, who was our friend? Maybe he wasn't perfect, but he was a rather enlightened despot. He was certainly giving up a lot of his property to the poor people and had a lot of support among the Iranian people. But, of course, the CIA was there, putting out all sorts of stories about how terrible he was, and probably we'd actually provided his secret police, and the secret police that we provided to the Shah of Iran was actually torturing people and beating people and doing all sorts of terrible things, everything to turn the Iranian people against the Shah, who we had installed. Why would you do that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this was long-range planning, and back in 1979, they were planning on just what's happening today. And so it was the CIA was backing the Ayatollah Khomeini and keeping him over there, living in luxury in Paris. And then we began to make demands on the Shah. He had to turn all of the terrorists and his enemies loose in prison. He had to allow total freedom of the press. They wouldn't do that here in America. They'd lock up the terrorists and they keep them in prison indefinitely. But the CIA was demanding that the Shah release the terrorists, and then they cut off military supplies for him, and then they had whispering campaigns, and then the representatives of the American government went to the Shah of Iran and said, "You will leave tomorrow." Why? Why? Because, of course, there was nobody else to come in but the Ayatollah. And in 1979, I can remember saying to myself and talking to my friends, why in heaven's name would we topple a government that was favorable to the United States and replace it with a government that, is certainly pro-Soviet and is, going to be against the United States? And then in the years that followed, why, there were a number of attacks on the United States carried out by various groups affiliated with the Ayatollah Khomeini's secret police and, of course, Hezbollah, which I think, of course, was probably financed by the CIA. And if you read Robert Baer's wonderful book, See No Evil, which we have, and Robert Baer was a CIA agent, and actually George Clooney used that book as the background for his film, Seriana, although he didn't follow the text very closely, but Robert Baer was the consultant on that movie. And of course, here we find that, with Robert Baer's book, he points out that the American government knew the attack was coming on the American embassy in Beirut in 1983 and knew the attack was coming on the American Marine barracks in 1983 and did nothing to stop it. Why would you do nothing to stop it when Americans are going to be killed? Why, for the same reason that we knew the attack was coming on the embassies in both Tanzania and Kenya in 1998. We did nothing to stop it. For the same reason that they knew the attack was coming on the United States on September 11th, and we did nothing to stop it. In fact, one of the terrorists had even come and told the FBI in April of 2000 that he was part of a terrorist cell, trained in Pakistan, that had come to the United States with instructions and being trained in how to hijack our 747s and take over the planes and eventually crash them. And the FBI got that man out of the country so fast, and of course, they never even asked him, where did you train in Pakistan? Who are the other members of your terrorist cell? Now, I ask you from a logical point of view, if you were in the FBI, why wouldn't you ask somebody who just admitted he was part of a terrorist cell who the other members of the terrorist cell were? unless you already do, and unless you're going to use that TerraCell for a specific purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not been told the truth about anything that's happening, and that more terrorist attacks are coming, likely they're planned by the same people who planned the last one. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're open lines for the rest of this hour. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we began this segment of the program by saying that last Wednesday, while the Senate voted, I think it was 94-96-0, to actually pass a resolution that condemned Iran for being complicit in supplying weapons to the Iraqis that were being used to kill Americans. But now this is getting very, very close to a declaration of war. We do know that the House of Representatives initially had a legislation to authorize continued funding for the war in Iraq, but had a stipulation on there that the president could not attack Iran, and that was taken off by Nancy Pelosi, and the legislation went through on the 12th of July. Why, Ron Paul got up and talked about a resolution that was going through there that was designed, of course, to demand a timetable for pulling our troops out of Iran and finally out of Iraq. And Congressman Ron Paul spoke against that. He said, look, I want to get our troops out. I didn't want to send them in the first place. But if you read this bill, if you read it carefully, what this bill is even allowing the president to expand the war in the Middle East. To expand the war in the Middle East. What's he talking about? He's talking about the coming war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't read Congressman Ron Paul's remarks in the House of Representatives on the 12th of July, if you can't find them on the Internet, why, we'll be glad to send them to you. If you give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, what you're not hearing about is the fact that we are sending in a tremendous number of planes and plane support units into Iraq and the adjacent countries, into Kuwait, Dubai, other places where we have air bases there. And I believe this is in preparation for the coming war with Iran. We already have two carrier task force in the Persian Gulf. That's the Nimitz and the Senes. And then there's another one on the way. That, of course, is the Enterprise. And, of course, that comes with about six ships. Why would we want to have three carrier task force in the Persian Gulf? Why? Very, very simply. Because they know, and they're not going to tell the American people this, but they know that if we got into hostilities with the Iranians, if we were to attack them, they have hundreds of small little boats that could simply swarm and overwhelm the defenses of our carriers and sink most of our Navy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they did war games back in 2003 before we went to war with Iraq. It was the 13-day war games, some people pretending that they, and whether this, they represented Iran or Iraq, I'm not sure, probably Iran. But in these war games, the very first day of the war games, on paper, they sank the entire American fleet. And they had to rejuvenate them so that they could be able to play the games for the rest of the 12 days, because on the first day of the 13-day war games, we lost the American fleet. And, of course, it was all make-believe, it was all play games, but they know how vulnerable our fleet would be. So why are we putting them there? Well, I believe for the same reason we're poisoning our boys with depleted uranium, and why a third of the boys, as they come home after they served in Iraq, those who are lucky enough to get home intact, are ill. They're poisoning our boys. For the same reason that that we actually worked in 1967 with the Israelis to sink the ship Liberty and to kill everybody on board so we could utilize that incident to go to war with Egypt. That was what it was all about. We were going to kill everybody on board. And according to Alex Jones, Admiral Thomas Moore had told him that President Johnson had said, "I want that ship on the bottom of the Mediterranean before this day is over." And on two occasions, the Navy, loyal to its own men, was sent, squadrons of planes, American planes, to defend the Liberty. And on both occasions, the planes were called back because they intended to kill our American boys. We're dealing with people who have no soul. And when you understand that, you can begin to understand what we're really up against. There are people who have an entirely different worldview, who are inherently, in my estimation, evil. People like Henry Kissinger and Zygmunt Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and, of course, the people associated with the upper echelons of the Trilateral Commission, people like Dick Cheney, who I really believe is orchestrating most of what's going on today. Well, give us a call. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you don't think we're going to go to war with Iran. Maybe you think this is just all, just a hype, But I really seriously fear it's only a matter of time before we are at war with Iran. And if you look at it from a logical point of view, it is not logical. We'll inflame the entire Islamic world against us. And I think that's exactly what they want. And as they're doing everything they can today to get us to hate of the Muslims, so they're doing everything they can, and certainly our governments do everything they can to get the Muslims to hate us, because you can't have a good war unless you have everybody hating one another. They had to get us to hate the Germans during the First World War. They had to get us to hate the Germans and the Japanese during the Second World War. They had to get us to hate the North Koreans during the Korean War, and to hate the Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, and now they're doing everything they can to get us to hate the Muslims. And they've even come up with a new word, you've heard it, and you've heard me mention it, Islamofascist. I mean, who could like an Islamofascist? Do you know any good Islamofascists out there? And of course, with what we're doing, we're actually encouraging many of the Muslims in Great Britain and the United States to develop increasingly a hatred for our country, which was never there before. In fact, many of the Muslims living in America, the first generation, were very, very grateful to this country because it gave them the freedoms they could never have in their own Muslim countries. But because we have actually created a television network in Arabic, that of course is that we don't speak Arabic, but the people Arabic speaking people, and so this is supposedly to contact to combat Al Jazeera. Anyway, of course, what it's really doing is putting out anti-American propaganda, and then Al Jazeera, of course, is also doing that. And why are we allowing that up on the satellites? We control those satellites. If you think we're worried about freedom of speech, well, it has nothing to do with freedom of speech. This whole thing's being funded. The Al Jazeera, the original information we have, is it was funded by MI6, and I suspect that's absolutely right. Either British intelligence or the CIA are both together. You know, we have 14 different intelligence agencies. We're funding this movement that is doing everything they can to inflame the anger and hostility of the Muslims in preparation for the coming war. Now, why would they really want a war? Well, give us a call if you have any thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. But of course, there's an amazing article written by the former assistant chief of the Russian military, the general, and his name is Ivanov, I believe. That's not the exact pronunciation, but it's a fascinating article, and we'll be glad to send it to anybody who'd like to read it. And he asked that same question. Why would the Americans really want to get into war with Iran? Because if they get into war with Iran, there's no way they can take out 1,500 sites, many of these hardened sites, without resorting to tactical nuclear weapons. And once you use a tactical nuclear weapon, why, you never know where this thing is going to end. Because, of course, when you use weapons of this sort against the other side, they are going to make reprisals against you. And, of course, the war will tend to escalate. And, of course, you can bring about terrible things. And then he asked the question, why would the Americans do this? It really doesn't make sense. And this is the recurrent theme we try to use. If something really doesn't make sense, then there has to be another explanation. And the explanation that is given by this gentleman, who is the former assistant chief of the Soviet military, is that the American financial system is about to implode. And of course, this is going to be a very, very clever... Who's calling? Hey, Jim. Let me just finish this thought. The American financial system is about to implode. He points out that we have 10 times more money out there in debt circulating throughout the world than we have the value of our entire industrial base and all the property in the United States. 10 times that much out there in the way of money that there's no way we could ever pay off. And what a wonderful thing. We'll get into this war, and then we can write off the whole thing and leave all those people holding dollars throughout the world there with their mouths open. And of course, they will have no claim at all, and they've been working all these years to accumulate, hundreds of billions of dollars, and we'll have the last laugh saying, sorry, fellas, we're just repudiating the American dollar. Of course, with that, of course, will be the impoverishment of our own people. But he feels that that is the real reason behind what's going on. There's no logical explanation for what we're doing. There must be another, and he believes it's a cover for the coming financial crisis. In fact, to bring it about as hurriedly as we can, after we're having to borrow money every single day to keep this war going, and now we're going to expand the war. Does that make sense? I mean, in past wars, we've been a creditor nation. Now we're the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. We have a currency that's being kept up by China and by Japan and by other countries. And all they have to do, of course, is stop supporting us, and the whole house of cards keeps coming down. And this is true with the history of fiat monies. Fiat money systems always collapse, and this one's going to collapse. And this Russian general is making a lot more sense than most of the commentators we have here. I don't believe there's any question. It's not a matter of if we're going to war with Iran, but when we're going to war with Iran. Jim from Missouri, thanks for giving us a call. Do you have a question or comment?
I read a very interesting news article last night off the Drudge Report. They had a list of the presidential candidates and their financial contributors, and one of the items they had listed was who are the major employers of each person's contributions. You'll never guess who the two top employers of Representative Paul's contributors are.
All right, who are the major employers?
The United States Army and the United States Navy.
I think that's really quite good. Well, what does that suggest to you, Jim?
I think they might not want to be in the empire much longer.
In other words, the military is beginning to understand that they're being set over for cannon fodder. They're being simply used as human guinea pigs, and they're getting sick and tired of it. I think that's very, very encouraging, don't you?
Yes, sir. I really do.
And I think we've got a lot of great Americans. We've got great people over there in the military. And these people are willing to fight and die for the country, but not to be betrayed by our leaders. And I think increasingly they're coming forward and they're speaking. And some of them have been resigning and coming forward and saying, this is wrong. They didn't do it during the Vietnam War to their discredit, but they're doing it today. To their credit, in fact, some of the junior officers, the lieutenant colonels and majors are saying, our generals are betraying us. I mean, if we love America, we're willing to fight for this country, but our leaders are betraying us. That's the greatest thing I can imagine.
I also heard a program on C-SPAN 2 this weekend. It's called Afterwards. And this gentleman who has just written a very extensive book on the CIA, he would be a wonderful guest for you to have, Dr. Stan.
Who is he, Jim?
I forget his name. I'll email you the link.
Okay, you get it, please. I would love to see it.
You can actually watch the show online. But he said that when they first installed the taping system in the Oval Office, by the way, it was President Kennedy that installed it, not President Nixon. The very first recorded conversation on the White House, the Oval Office taping system, was a discussion about overthrowing the government of Brazil.
No, I never heard that. But I sort of forgotten what the politics were in Brazil at that time. It was probably pretty left-wing.
Well, the thing is, he said they had this idea every week. They would call somebody from the CIA in, and every week they would decide to overthrow another government.
Well, because they did a lot, you know. They overthrew a lot of governments, and they killed a lot of international leaders at that time. And of course, we like to think of Jack Kennedy as a great American hero, but he really wasn't. He was a womanizing, woman-chasing, you know, immoral individual. And his father was just like him, and his father certainly was deeply involved with the CIA. In fact, they had to steal the election from using the mafia to get him elected. They had to steal it from Richard Nixon. Now, Richard Nixon was no better. He just didn't have the connections with the mafia that old Joe Kennedy did.
Yes, sir. Well, I just thought that thing with the contributors to Ron Paul was very interesting and heartening.
Well, you know, the thing is, Jim, I think that the response to Ron Paul's candidacy is great. You, of course, heard in Iowa where they excluded him from the debate, so they hired a room right next door. And he had more people come to hear him talk than there were over there to hear all the rest of the Republican candidates together talking.
I had heard last week that he actually has, of the Republican candidates, at this point, he's the third most cash on hand.
I don't know how much money he has. I know that he had a couple of $1 million, but he's just not wasting it like McCain did. You know, and of course, he's getting more money in all the time, and I think that it behooves every one of us to contribute to his campaign as much as we possibly can, because think how bad it makes him feel there, how bad it makes Dick Cheney and Zygmunt Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller feel when they realize the American people are beginning to wake up, but of course they're going to start moving all the faster. And that's why I think they're going to plunge us into a war with Iran very, very soon, so they can expand their control, and things are going to get a lot worse. But things are going to have to get a lot worse, Jim, before the American people are going to begin to listen to us. Our job is to keep talking and try to reach the people, and sooner or later, of course, with God's help, they will begin to listen. And who knows, maybe we could even delay God's judgment upon America, at least for a time. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Thanks for everything you do.
Yes, sir.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this program right here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. You know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with us, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial battlefield. Why, give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you begin to understand what's going on in the world today? For instance, what's going on over in Iraq? Well, you need to get Iraq, the Untold Story. It's a talk we gave, maybe about a year and a half ago. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus, great syllabus, got a lot of great information in it, and original documents. And you'll certainly want to get a copy of Iraq, the Untold Story. And then, of course, we have another talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, that takes you into the spiritual aspect of what's going on. And then, of course, we got the latest talk in this series, A Forbidden Secret. And there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and of ancient Babylon and Persia and Egypt and Assyria, and then on, of course, through the magicians and through the Kabbalah and through the Greek philosophers and through the Gnostics and then, of course, the Templars and the Rosicrucians, right down until today, through the Illuminati, was throw that in there, and the Masons. And what is that secret? Why, there's another God. And that's the God you should be worshiping. And if you'd like, of course, to get this, it's called The Forbidden Secret. And, of course, let me tell you, because it's all a lie. There's only one God. But, of course, they've constructed another God, and he's the really important God. And when you begin to understand, this is the secret, and if you tap into the power of this other deity, why, you'll get great financial success and temporal power here, but the crossing of your eternal soul. And down through the ages, very influential people have done it. But, of course, it's cost them dearly. So understand, this is, of course, the forbidden secret. You need to get the talk. You need to get the syllabus. Let me suggest the syllabus, because it will help you better to understand and to verify what we're talking about when we tell you about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And, of course, if you actually were to read President Bush's first inaugural address, he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm not once but on two occasions. And that's the sentence he completes his speech with, his first inaugural address. And the angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. So who's the angel he's talking about? Well, certainly you want to get the syllabus. You'll certainly want to get, of course, the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It goes with my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. To understand what's really going on with Rhonda Byrne and the secret, which is sweeping this country, endorsed by Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and certainly by Larry King and by Jack Canfield and by Jim Carrey. You want to get the 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. And we've just put together a DVD, and it'll be available in a few days. And it really covers this whole issue, The Secret Behind the Secret. It's a talk we gave in May, and I just watched it yesterday, and it's quite marketable, and so we're going to market as the DVD, The Secret Behind the Secret. Don't forget, we're going to have our conference here, our yearly conference on the 28th of October. Dr. Garth Nicholson will be there, Ron Brown, certainly we'll have Michael Shaw. I'll be speaking. Put aside the 28th of October, come and bring your many as friends as you can. It's a Sunday, going to be a great conference. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty. Line number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack and at war today.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality was usually scoffed at, illusion was usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests, and certainly our regularly scheduled guest is apparently not going to be available. So we're going to be having open lines again, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have something you would like to talk about. Otherwise, you're going to have to hear me giving you, of course, a monologue as to what's going on. And, of course, during the last hour, we were talking about the fact that we are going to war with Iran. And there's no question at all, this is what we're being set up for. It was Wednesday of last week when the Senate voted unanimously. It was probably 95 or 96 to zero. To condemn Iran, because of course they were complicit, was the term they used, in supplying weapons to the Iraqi insurgents that were being used to kill American boys. Now, they didn't mention, of course, that the United States is supplying weapons to the insurgents that are being used to kill Iranians. No, that we're not supposed to mention that. But we do. We're actually financing the various rebel groups that are going into Iran trying to destabilize that country. We've had, of course, our special forces teams in Iran, actually operating in the periphery around the, not right in the very center of Iran, but in the satellite parts, because there are a number of, for instance, there's a Khazar component to there. There are certainly some various other states that really would like to pull away from Iran, but they've certainly been bundled together exactly as the British had put together three disparate racial and religious groups, the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Kurds into Iraq, so that the same was done with Iran. And nobody wants to give up any control at all. So right now, of course, there are these various states in Iran, and we're operating in many of those. And we are finding the rebels there, and we're doing everything we can to destabilize Iran. But the Senate has voted to condemn Iran, which is in many ways almost tantamount to a declaration of war. And as we pointed out on several occasions there in Washington, D.C., they've tried to tack amendments onto the House Appropriations Bill for funding the war with Iraq, saying the president may not go to war with Iran. And those amendments have always been pulled. So they've given tacit approval for President Bush to go to war with Iran. material we're getting off the internet today. Dick Cheney's a contingent there in the White House has won out, and the president has decided that he is going to go to war with Iran. And the question is not if, but when. We're moving, of course, a third battle group under the USS Enterprise into the Persian Gulf. And it's not time for either the Nimitz or the Stennis to return. Those are the two battle groups that are already there, aircraft battle groups. So it would appear we're going to have three battle groups. The new commanding officer of all of the military in Central Asia just happens to be a Navy officer, a Navy admiral. Why would you have a naval admiral in charge of the war in Iraq? Well, you wouldn't. But if we're going to war with Iran, you would, because it's going to be primarily a naval air war. And that's the way that it's planned. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. It's open lines here this afternoon. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis every day from 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening 8 to 10. I want to introduce Super Silver, not like any other silver nutraceutical, with three new technologies patented November 14th at the U.S. Patent Office. The particle size, nano-oxygen silver wrap, and scalar technologies unlike any other to kill all known pathogens, viruses, bacteria, Lyme, parasites. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms and pathogens and stay well. You can order at 888-212-8871 Super Silver, or securely order online at Nutrimedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871. Stay well and listen to the Nutrimedical Report Monday to Friday.
Today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I would love to hear from you. And if you'd like to talk about something else, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but I'm deeply concerned that this is the reason, of course, that the things that are happening. Certainly Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, on the 12th of July got up and gave a speech there in Congress. And of course, that was, what, just 3 days ago, and you'll find it up on the Internet, actually 4 days ago now. pointing out this latest resolution that supposedly was all about a date when they were going to pull our troops out of Iraq. It was, I think, April of next year. And as Congressman Ron Paul says, has anybody bothered to read this resolution? I want to pull our troops out of Iraq. I was against putting them in to begin with. I've been against funding them. I believe this is an unconstitutional war. But have you read this bill? This bill actually put forward in the name of, you know, getting our troops out is actually an open invitation for an attack on Iran and for expanding the war in the Middle East. Read this legislation. And the reason I cannot back this legislation is because it justifies expanding the war in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, what is he talking about? We're already at war with Afghanistan and Iraq. Who else are we going to go to war with? And the answer should be quite clear. We're going to war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think this is going to be just like a Sunday go-to-meeting war, you know, nice tea time war, you don't understand anything. I believe we're going to lose a significant part of our fleet. I believe, of course, there's going to be tremendous repercussions here at home, and whether there will be real terrorist attacks or whether there'll be simply created terrorist attacks doesn't really matter. Americans will die. The people will rally behind the government as they always do when there are terrorist attacks. And for any of you who really want to know what happened on 9/11, we've suggested this before, but we do hope that many of you will follow through. Simply get onto the internet and Google in FBI 10 Most Wanted Men. And, of course, you'll come up among the 10 most wanted men is Osama bin Laden. Pull down his FBI page and read it through. Why they talk about, of course, he's wanted because of the attacks on the American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, but not one mention of 9/11, 9/11. Why don't they mention it? Doesn't the FBI know that he was involved? I mean, the Bush administration told us he was, and Condoleezza Rice said, we're gonna release the information. She just didn't say when we're going to release the information. And 5.5 years has gone by, and we've never seen any verification of this. Of course, they had a video, and if you haven't seen the picture of the ripple effect put out by Dave Von Kleist, and we're going to be carrying that as a brand new film on what happened on 9/11, and they show that video that the government showed immediately after 9/11, where supposedly Osama bin Laden is admitting that he was responsible, you know, for what happened that day. And you look at the picture, and you look at a picture of Osama bin Laden, it wasn't Osama bin Laden at all. The guy didn't even look like Osama bin Laden. But of course, they told us it was him, and they said, you know, look at that, you know, look at what he said. And of course, we can't speak Arabic. He's speaking Arabic, so they write down at the bottom what he said. But if you look at the pictures, it was not the same man that we've seen before and been told it was Osama bin Laden. It was a phony. And why would the government lie about it? Well, for the same reason, of course, the FBI says there is no evidence that Osama bin Laden was involved in 9/11, but you check it out. And, of course, then if you'd like, get a copy of The Ripple Effect. It's put out by Dave Von Kleist and our good friend William Lewis. It's available from Radio Liberty. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Check it out. Don't take my word for it. I could be lying to you. But I'm not. Because, of course, I do what I do because I'm trying to get people to understand we've been lied to by people in government. They can't even tell the truth about what happened to Pat Tillman, the football player who was killed by friendly fire. And the president and the White House are absolutely refusing to release some of the information they have on this. Why would they be holding back information on the death of an American hero who gave up a $3 million contract to fight for his country and was sent to Afghanistan and murdered? He was hit by friendly fire, and the White House refuses to release the information. Oh, they've sent over 10,000 pages of information trying to simply confuse people with a bulk of information unimportant. But the important information they're holding back, what was in the important information? What were they saying that they don't want the family to know? What were they saying that they don't want the American people to know? And when you have an administration that would lie about something like this, and lie about Jessica Lynch, and lie about so many other things, what else were they lying about, and what really did happen on 911, and why have they done everything they could to block an effective independent investigation? Because remember, the president insisted that we would not have any investigation unless he could censor all the information. And they took testimony from 1,200 people and the testimony of 1,100 of those people who testified before the 911 commission was sealed for 50 years so the American people would never know what happened. Well, is it like the Gulf of Tonkin that never occurred? And 58,000 American boys died for nothing in Vietnam. And if you doubt that, we'd be glad to get to the documentation. Even Robin McNamara, the Secretary of Defense at that time, has admitted there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. If that's true, then 58,000 American boys died in Vietnam for nothing. They were brave men who thought they were fighting for America's freedom here at home. And they worked, because all during the Vietnam War, why your government and American corporations were funding the Russians, who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. Because, of course, North Vietnam couldn't afford to fight a war for 10 years. It's just a little country the size of the state of Mississippi. How could the United States fight a 10-year war against a country the size of the state of Mississippi and lose the war unintentionally? And the reason is we never went there to win the war. It was a diversion. And, of course, so when you begin to understand that, and if you have not yet read my February 2007 newsletter, you need to. It's available on the internet at radioliberty.com, and is really simply a copy of testimony given by a friend of mine. His name was Anthony Sutton, Professor Anthony Sutton. Testimony before the Republican Platform Committee in 1972 during the course of the Vietnam War, where he was trying to tell people to begin to realize we were funding the South Vietnamese who were killing American boys. And of course, if you've ever read the rules of engagement there, I mean, if our planes were flying over North Vietnam and there were all these MiG planes down there on the runways, they couldn't attack them. They had to be in the air trying to kill us before we could kill them. What madness is that? We couldn't hit any of the major targets in North Vietnam. We couldn't hit the dikes. If we hit the dikes, we would have flooded North Vietnam, and that would have ended the war. If we hit the electric generating plants, we would have ended the war. If we'd, of course, it blocked the harbor at Haiphong, or Sydney, bombed the ships in Haiphong, or blew up the rail lines, that would have been the end of the war. They didn't want the war to end. And, of course, is this what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan today? In Afghanistan, we're up until just this last 2 weeks. We've been funding the Pakistani government that has been funding the Pakistani military, that's been funding the Pakistani ISI intelligence, that's been funding the Taliban, that's been killing our boys. Now, the last 2 weeks, after we've been talking about this repeatedly, and I know very well that the government monitors our programs. Suddenly, of course, the Pakistanis, 5.5 years into the war, is suddenly going after the Taliban and going after Al-Qaeda, and apparently they're closing in on the place where al-Zawahiri, the number two man in Al-Qaeda, is hiding. Why have they waited 5.5 years to do that? Maybe it's because some people out here are beginning to say, why, this is Vietnam all over again. And the last thing they can afford is for the American people to realize the truth. Well, we've got Harvey calling from Florida and Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and this is Open Lines. Give us a call. Hi, Harvey. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Well, you know, in Vietnam, we were burning women and children. We were slaughtering innocent people to keep our military practice. You know, every 20, 30 years, they have to use the equipment, they have to test the equipment, and there's always some poor innocent people that we must use it on.
Well, of course, the average American soldier is a good guy. He's doing the best he can, but you get into a combat situation, it's you with them, and sometimes you do terrible things.
So that's why it's very important not to send them off just to practice their killing. It's very, very sad, you know. I don't usually read the USA Today. Do you ever read that paper?
As rarely as I can, but occasionally I do. Sometimes it's got some pretty good articles in it, though.
Well, yesterday I happened to be walking by a newspaper box, and I saw the headline, so I went home and looked at it on the Internet, and there was three unbelievable stories in there, and I assume that they were made to be used as propaganda. One story was that, and this is what we know, that it's a testing ground. Iraq is a testing ground for all their high-tech equipment.
We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
You need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Yeah, this is hard to stand. We've got Harvey calling from Florida. It's going to be open lines, of course. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Harvey was just talking about the fact that they have a new drone plane. And these are fairly good-sized planes. And, of course, they can be used, of course, to fire machine guns and rockets and cannons and drop bombs. The only trouble is there's nobody in the plane. They're being flown by a pilot 7,000 miles away in Florida who's actually directing that plane from some little room there. But how effective this is going to be now, we won't even have to have pilots in the planes. Why, we can just kill people from 7,000 miles away, because the purpose of the military is to kill things and destroy things. That's to kill people and destroy things. That's the article you're talking about, isn't it, Harvey?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, we've been using drones and different devices, basically robots, to do our killing. I think Rumsfeld was in Pentagon doing some killing in Yemen with a push button.
No, they did, actually. They actually killed some supposedly the number two man in Al-Qaeda. Of course, they've killed the number two man in Al-Qaeda so many times now. This guy must be like a cat with 19 lives, because I know they killed the number two man in Al-Qaeda at least 19 different times.
Well, right. Well, the one in Yemen that was the innocent people, actually, that they blew to bits from. And maybe Bush himself actually pushing some buttons, because he's a great coward. Remember, sitting with the children, hiding behind the children on 9/11. He is one of the greatest cowards that ever was amongst us.
Who are you speaking of now?
George W. Bush, sitting, hiding behind the children on 9/11 when the towers were attacked.
I think he was scared to death because he realized what had happened. He didn't plan it. They didn't tell him ahead of time what was going to happen. He knew something was going to happen, but you never tell the president about an intelligence operation like this. He always has to have plausible denial. But you know very well that he was frightened to death. He waits 6 minutes. I mean, he is the leader of the free world, the most powerful man in the world, and he's scared to death. He's so frightened to death that he sits there reading about the goats or whatever it is, you know, with these school kids before he finally has to get up and leave. He is terrified. He's not, I mean, here's a man who, you know, during the Vietnam War did everything he could to keep from serving. He's a coward, in my estimation. But I don't think that he knew what was going to happen. He knew it was going to happen. And when it happened, he was frightened. He was frightened to death.
Yeah, that's really unbelievable. But hiding among soldiers there for, what was it? He was there about an hour hiding.
No, he was only there for about 6 minutes after he was told. Now, he may very well have known ahead of time, but he went in there, and then after they initially told him, why, supposedly, he stayed another 6 minutes. But, of course, he claims, of course, that he actually saw the first plane hit the building, you know, as he was going into the classroom. But, of course, those pictures weren't released until the next day. So if he saw those pictures, he saw them before they'd been released. And, of course, I've always been a little suspicious of those pictures anyway. The fact that, I mean, the photographer would be just standing there doing filming for a program they're going to do, and suddenly lift his camera up in the air just to see that plane streaking down and hitting the North Tower. That was certainly a remarkable coincidence, wasn't it?
Yep. Well, there's just so many coincidences that can't possibly be a coincidence.
It's sort of like that magic passport that somehow got out of the terrorist's pocket and out of the flaming inferno of the plane he was in, because he was in the plane that hit the North Tower. And than out of the flaming inferno of the North Tower, and just drifts down and is found on the sidewalk by a passerby and turned in. And that is the most, we call that the magic passport, because the chances of it happening about 1 in 10 trillion.
Well, it's quite evident that the only way we're going to get on this lead is, in, you know, first of all, our country, the only thing we really make these days is weapons of death and mass destruction and killing machines and killing people and bombs and planes and tanks and ships that kill people. So we have to get out of the killing business.
Well, we've got to get people who believe in America. We've got to get people who believe in this dream of freedom that once made America the envy of the world. And of course, our job is to make people understand what America's all about, what we're losing, and hope there are enough people with the courage and the integrity and the honor that they will be willing to take a stand and do their duty and help to save this country. That the battle is not in Iraq and it's not in Afghanistan. It's right here, and it's being fought on the airwaves, and it's being fought by people passing out flyers. It's being fought by people talking to their friends and saying, have you ever wondered what really happened on September 11th? Hang on there, Harvey. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just talking with Harvey, who's calling us, and telling him that I do not believe that things are going to change until they get a lot worse, until people begin to understand that They have to be involved until they understand what they are going to lose. If they're not involved, and of course we are in the heads of the destruction of our fiat money system, I believe that we are going to see a terrible civil unrest and strife in this country, and this is why they're encouraging all the Mexicans and illegals to come to this country so they can manipulate them and turn the whites against the Hispanics and the Hispanics against the blacks and create civil strife. And I believe we're going to see terrible devastation of America's fleet over there in the Persian Gulf. And I just hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything points in that direction. We're going to war with Iran. I don't know when it is, whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years, but I would suspect it'll be sooner rather than later. But more than that, this will expand into a war with the entire Islamic world, and there's going to be probably revolutions in Turkey and Pakistan, in Saudi Arabia, and certainly in Egypt, and of course there may even be a war between Pakistan and India. I believe we're on the verge of terrible things happening throughout the world. But things are going to have to get a lot worse, Harvey, before the American people are beginning to take a second look and get a listen to people that, like you and me, who are demonized and attacked and vilified and ridiculed, because we're trying to warn people about the terrible things that lie ahead. But where most people, of course, are missing is the spiritual component, the spiritual forces which are energizing the people who are leading our country today.
Well, during the Nazi era, people could say that they didn't know, the German people, for the most part, but there's no way American people cannot know what's really going on in their name, because the information is out there. I managed to find it. It's not very hard. Matter of fact, another part of the story in USA Today was saying, and it was just something that is not even reported too many places. I was surprised they let it out, but they were sort of bragging that they've been flying more sorties than ever. The Air Force has been flying more sorties with bombs and more bombing strikes in Iraq, blowing more women and children to bits, whole neighborhoods to bits, more and more and more every month for the last several months.
Now, well, Christian, this is part of something that most people are unaware of. Let me just mention our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But for the last several months, why, of course, they've been increasing the number of planes, the number of F-16s, the number of bombers. And apparently they've even been bringing in the B-1 bombers. Now, usually the B-1 bombers are kept here in the United States, and either there or Diego Garcia, and then they're brought in. These are terrible killing machines. But you're absolutely right. We're massively increasing our Air Force presence in the Middle East area. But I really believe that this is in preparation for the coming attack on Iran. And of course, there are 1,500 sites that we're going to have to take out. And the idea is that, well, we're simply going to send in our cruise missiles, we're going to send in our planes, it's going to be a tea time war, we're going to just knock out those 1,500 sites there in Iran, or maybe we'll only have to knock out 400 or 500 to really be effective and end their effort, of course, to develop nuclear energy. And whether it's for nuclear warfare or whether it's simply for nuclear power, it really doesn't matter. We've decided we're going to go to war with Iran, and that is the excuse. Now, the Iranian people don't want to go to war with America. The American people don't want to go to war with Iran. But the people who control the Bush administration, and this is not George Bush, he is simply a figurehead, and the people who control Iran, and this is not the Iranian people, and simply Ahmadinejad, of course, the little guy with the sort of scruffy beard, you know, he came from Central Casting someplace. He's a college teacher, or high school teacher, and he's been picked to play a part, and he's playing it beautifully. And, of course, he's doing everything he can to justify an attack and the murder of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Iranians. And you have to understand that if we simply do not attack Iran, the government is so unpopular, it'll probably topple within 6 months to a year. And, of course, they're not going to be able to develop their nuclear weapons for probably 4 or 5 years, contrary to everything you're reading. But they want an excuse. Our administration wants an excuse to go to war, and Ahmadinejad is doing everything and saying everything to give the Bush administration the excuse to go to war. And all you need to do is go back and read how they manipulated us into the Spanish-American War, how they manipulated us into the First World War, how they manipulated us into the Second World War, how they manipulated us into Korea and Vietnam, and the First Gulf War, and now how they're manipulating us into the Second Gulf War, and, of course, the coming war with Iran. And it's pretty standard technique through propaganda or the urgency, gee, we've got to attack, get to protect the American people. So
it's a tried-and-true method. It's something like, remember Dr. Strangelove, the movie Dr. Strangelove?
Right, right.
This is how that guy was riding the missile to the very end.
Right.
And these monsters are going to be gripping their weapons of mass destruction right to the end, I'm afraid to say. But we have to call on the power of God every day and talk to our neighbors and talk on the airways while they're still free and get the message across. We must go out of the killing business.
Well, I think, of course, we should pray as if it's up to God, as if it's up to God, and work as if it's up to us. Because, of course, when we put our hands in our pockets, we certainly immobilize God. God can intervene if he wanted to, but I think he's waiting to see what we do before he brings his judgment on this country. But if the American people will not take a stand very, very soon, I fear that we're going to see the wrath of God on this country. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about the wrath of God coming on America. But, of course, the terrible things that our leaders have done over the last 100 years in funding the communist movement, which has been funding terrible atrocities throughout the world, and anybody who doesn't know how the American establishment has funded communism and its slave labor camps and its genocide in both Russia and China, really needs to get some of the material from Radio Liberty to find out that it was America who funded the communist takeover in China and the 100 million people that they've executed. And it was America that funded the Bolshevik takeover of Russia and the 60 million or more people that they've exterminated. And we're still funding Russia today. That's why people need to get our most recent newsletters and read them. And we'll give you the sources of information up on the Internet where you can find out how we're still sending money to Russia today. And they have over $420 billion in reserves. They have reserves of well over 400, I think it's 410 or 420 billion dollars reserves. We don't have any reserves. I mean, we have to borrow money every single day to pay our bills, to continue fighting these crazy, insane wars we're involved in, to keep our military in 130 nations throughout the world, of course, to maintain our police state over there in Iraq, and anybody who really thinks this is a democracy. It was just this last week when Malaki, I think is his name, the premier of Iraq said, get the Americans out of our country. We can take over. Just give us the weapons for our police and our military. We can actually run this country without the Americans here. And then immediately to punish them, suddenly there are massive car bombings and 80 or 100 people are killed. And I guess he got the word because the next day he said, well, we really didn't mean what we said. We have no intention of leaving Iraq. We intend to keep our troops there indefinitely. Exactly as following the Second World War, we kept our troops in Germany. And 60 years after the Second World War ended, 62 years after the Second World War ended, why we still have our troops there in Germany. And 62 years after the Second World War ended, we still have our troops in Japan. And 50 years after the Korean War ended, we still have our troops in Korea. And George Bush, within the last several weeks, has said, we will keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely. It doesn't matter, of course, what the elected representatives of our government say. It doesn't matter what the people in the Senate, the House of Representatives say, whether the Democrats or Republicans are in control, because they're all controlled by the same people. We intend to keep our troops there indefinitely. That's why we built all these massive bases. That's why we built the largest embassy complex anywhere in the world, right there in the Baghdad area. And anybody who honestly thinks we're going to pull our troops out does not understand the plan. But if you really want to read the plan in their words, well, you can go to www.newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. And pull down the booklet there. I think it's about 62 pages or so. Put out by the Project for the New American Century. Who are the Project for the New American Century? Well, you can go at their first letter where they state who they are and what their goal is. And there were about 27 people, mostly from the Council on Foreign Relations, people like Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, who's not CFR, incidentally, and then of John Bolton and Paul Wolfowitz and Scooter Libby and Elliot Abrams and certainly Gary Bauer to control the Protestants and William Bennett to control the Catholics and certainly go down the list, Norman Potteros to control the Jewish component. And their purpose, of course, is to, well, read the Rebuilding America's Defenses. I mean, they will tell you, I think it's page 14, where they say, doesn't matter who's in power, why, whether Saddam Hussein's there or not, we've, of course, got to keep American forces permanently stationed in the Middle East. That's what it's all about. That was the plan before we ever went to war with Iraq, but we couldn't tell the American people that. They had to believe it was weapons of mass destruction, or Saddam Hussein was a wicked, evil man, or we wanted to bring democracy. It's all about democracy.
Well, we love the Iraqi people. We love them. We didn't want them being tortured by Saddam, so now we're slaughtering them, killing them, burning them, and blowing them to bits.
It's so tragic. But they knew this was going to happen. And in fact, you can go back and you can read that the CIA was warning the Bush administration that if they went into Iraq, it would result in chaos. Well, of course, when the Bush regime went in there, just to make sure it resulted in chaos, they sent in Paul Bremer, who disbanded the Iraqi army. Why would you do that? Who disbanded the Iraqi police force? Who's going to maintain law and order? Who disbanded the civil service? Who's going to provide electricity and water and sewage care and maintain the streets? And then they fired all the people who worked in Iraqi industries, about 100,000 of them, and you create a chaotic situation, and then you scratch your head and say, gee, I wonder why we have chaos. Oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. And ladies and gentlemen, our leaders don't make mistakes. Go ahead.
No, it just made it that much easier to loot and pillage and plunder the entire country. So, unfortunately, we're all going to have to suffer what we get from this. But so we must speak out and we must educate the people.
And, Harvey, I appreciate what you're doing down there in Florida. Do you think that people are beginning to wake up at all down in Florida?
No. No, I travel all around the state for many years, and you would think everything's just hunky-dory, absolutely normal. They think they're absolutely normal. They don't talk about one important thing. For the most part, there are a few outlets that I can go on and speak the truth, but the response of the general public, absolutely none.
Well, I think this thing get worse, and they're going to get worse, financially, morally, disease-wise, all of these things. Everybody's life is going to be touched, and perhaps it's going to take the destruction of the infrastructure of our society and the spread of new and terrible diseases and the collapse of our economy and the chaos and crisis will come from the racial conflicts that they're planning before the American people really begin to understand how important freedom really is. And freedom is not free. And if you're not involved, then you become part of the problem.
As you sow, so shall ye reap. And we're going to have to reap the god-awful things that are coming for what we do.
You reap what you sow. I think that's the statement. Well, I think we're in a very real problem, but our job is to just, as long as God gives us a voice, and he has given us a voice, and we're going to keep using that as long as we can. Our number again. Bye-bye, and thanks very much for calling, Harvey.
Thank you.
Okay, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you think we're going to war with Iran? Well, of course, I hoped and prayed that would not become so obvious, but of course, when Wednesday of last week, the United States Senate voted unanimously to condemn Iran because of their complicity in providing weapons for the Iraqis who were actually killing American soldiers. That, in essence, was a prelude to a war, going to war with Iran. So I think it's only really a matter of time. And of course, they're saying, well, we don't know when it's going to be. But I pulled an article down today that said that George Bush has decided that when he leaves office, the Iranians will no longer be in power, the current Iranian government. But believe me, Ahmadinejad is certainly a caricature. He's been created. The CIA has been working there since 1979 when we intentionally toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the radical Islamic government to power. And it didn't make any sense back there in 1979 when I saw it. And I kept saying, why would we have done that? Why would we have toppled the Shah, who was the friend of America? He wasn't perfect, but why would he have toppled a man who at least was friendly to the West, who was a confirmed anti-communist, and bring together into power the mullahs, who were pro-communist and certainly would work with the communists and hated America. Why would you do something like that? Back then, and that was, 28 years ago, it didn't make sense. Makes a lot of sense today, doesn't it? As we see, of course, the war cloud is darkening and beginning to blot out freedom in that part of the world. And we realize that if we go to war with the Islamic world, it is going to influence each and every one of us here today. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really do, of course, look to you to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, and then our weekend programs that reach almost 30 stations. We have almost 60 outlets every week. We have a unique opportunity to reach people, but quite frankly, we need your help to do it. So if you believe in what we're doing and you'd like to become part of Radio Liberty Family Supporters, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You can get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our monthly newsletter. But, of course, when you join the Radio Liberty family, you help us because that's the base of our support every single month. And then, of course, we carry a number of books and videos and four tape sets that will help you better to understand what's going on. It's very difficult for people to understand that they're sending our boys over there not simply to die in battle, but to kill them from the depleted uranium that we're using over there. And they know what they're doing. We have, of course, a video. It's called Beyond Treason. You need to get it. You need to watch it because it comes out only with a video, very powerful video. But, of course, it also has the a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents. They know the devastating effects of depleted uranium, and they're concealing it from the American people. And, of course, they are intentionally destroying the lives of so many of our young men in this war as they did the first Gulf War, when, of course, probably about 40%, 30 to 40% of the young men in the first Gulf War are chronically ill. They have created these new and terrible chronic illnesses. If you don't believe that, you need to go back and read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, written in 1970, where he talks about how in the future, you know, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases we can use against the enemy to incapacitate them. Who is the enemy? Why, the American people, ladies and gentlemen. We're the people who stand in the way of their plan. Their plan for a new world order and a new world religion. Have you ever wondered why so many men today have erectile dysfunction? Have you ever wondered why one in every six American children has certainly a neurodevelopmental abnormality, why the incidence of autism is growing, is exploding in our country, why American young people, when they graduate from high school, can't think effectively and cannot compete effectively with children who graduate from other high schools throughout the world. These things are not happening by accident. They're poisoning our children with aspartame. It's a deadly poison, and they know that. And we're going to be doing a couple of programs later this week with professors who've done studies on this, and they'll tell you about the terrible effect of aspartame that's in almost so many of the things that you eat. And they're poisoning our children with mercury and aluminum in the vaccines, and they know the toxic effect of that. And, of course, they outlawed. They took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but they added it to the vaccines we give to infants. But not for childhood diseases, for influenza. There's no evidence at all it helps. There's evidence it harms, and that's why at 6 months of age and 7 months of age, and at 15 months of age, or we're giving children all across America and every year thereafter an influenza shot loaded with mercury, and while we're giving it to the elderly, where we know it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and we're giving it to women in the third trimester of their pregnancy, when it will do the most harm to the unborn child within a womb. And people say this could not be going on. I refuse to believe it. Well, listen to our program. Skip the video. Mercury, autism, and the global population agenda. Mercury, autism, and the global population agenda has a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation of what I've said. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5...
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. A spokesman for Colorado's governor says an armed man has been shot and killed outside the governor's offices.
There was a guy who did have a weapon. State troopers ordered him to drop the weapon. He ignored orders, and trooper was forced to shoot him.
Spokesman Evan Dreyer says the shooting occurred in a hallway outside the governor's offices on the first floor of the Capitol. It was not clear where the governor was at the time. Some of the plaintiffs who stand to see money from a $660 million settlement from the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles are not ready to accept an apology from the head of the Archdiocese.